Don't be afraid, your life will have an end. Be much more afraid, it will never have a beginning. Once a week, around the world, this is the Weekly Podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Well, hi there once again. Welcome to the Weekly Podcast with me, your host, Jonathan Doyle. As always, great to have the pleasure of your company. Wherever you're listening, I wonder where that is. I mean, given the sheer number of people now that are listening to the podcast, I just wonder. I mean, I keep telling you that I'm a crazy cyclist, and I, you know, recently I've been listening to Seth Godin, and I don't know if you've heard any of Seth's stuff, but an incredible guy on marketing and management and leadership, and, you know, he did a boot camp for entrepreneurs last year. And I've been listening to his inputs on that over and over again. So I listen to my podcast while I'm doing 60 kilometers an hour on the bike. And you can see that on Instagram. I'll put a link to my Instagram profile because I took a photo the other day. While doing 60 Ks, I managed to take a photograph of myself. I don't recommend doing that. Do not try that. But it's a good photo. You can see it there. But so I wonder where you're listening. So maybe shoot me something on Twitter or an email. Let me know where you listen to the weekly podcast. I'd be interested. So this week, what I wanted to talk about was the concept of measurement. Now, the big thing about achievement and goals and about knowing what you want to do in life is a lot of the experts basically say that if you can't measure the steps that you're taking to achieve something, then you've got an inherent problem. You've got, you know, it's basically a wish. I mean, you can, you know, any decent stuff on goals, you look at the stuff from, say, Brian Tracy, you know, all this stuff about it's got to be clear and identifiable, and all through the weekly podcast, I've talked about that in many different podcasts. But something I haven't talked a lot about is measurement. And it's something that I hadn't really, if I was completely honest, used a lot in my own journey over time. And it's only recently that I've begun to do that. And I'll tell you why. A while back, I went to see a medical specialist because I have a pretty lousy family history when it comes to cardiac health. Now, I keep incredibly fit and do a huge amount of stuff that I love to do, but my family history has not been great. Going back to my grandfathers and stuff, you know, one of my grandfathers sadly passed away at only 44. But hadn't looked after his health too well, and what a tragedy to leave behind such a young family. And, you know, what the specialist said to me, he said, look, Jonathan, you're fine, your health's excellent, but he said, you know, you really just need to keep on top of that. And he said, what I want you to do for me is drop 5 kilos. If you're listening in the United States, it's about 10 pounds or 12 pounds. And I said, well, I've never had to lose weight in my life. Why would I lose weight? And he said, well, look, you've been doing lots of weights over the years. So my background in playing different sports, I had a lot of muscle bulk on from, you know, weightlifting, which I'd always really enjoyed. And he said to me, look, one of the problems with doing a lot of weightlifting is it can raise your normal resting blood pressure because your body's carrying around extra muscle, so your heart works a little bit harder. Now, I'm not providing medical advice here, so do not sort of do anything I suggest in this sense to get your own advice, but here's what he said to me. He said, I want you to drop 5 kilos. And I said, well, okay, no worries. But I didn't think much about it. And I just kept doing all the stuff that I do, cycling and running, and you know. And then I sort of thought, wow, you know, I've never really measured, you know, any sort of goal like that before. So quite recently, what I did was I decided I was going to reach this target of what he wanted me to reach, dropping this 5 kilos, and that I was going to do it in a particular way. So every morning when I woke up at exactly the same time, at exactly the same time of day, I would weigh myself, which is something I'd never done before. And I set up a spreadsheet in my account here, and I would just put the numbers in every day, and I called the spreadsheet Daily Numbers. And I just started to track it. And it's funny that the minute I started to track it, what happened was, and you need to go back if you haven't heard it and listen to 2 previous podcasts ago on mindfulness, is that all of a sudden I became quite mindful of something that I'd never been mindful of before. So the act of measurement pushed me towards this crucial step of mindfulness. And then before you knew it, 5 kilos, bang, gone. I was at this back to this perfect weight that the heart specialist wanted me to be at. Now, otherwise, how would I have done it? Well, you know, pure, basically, you know, power of will, force of will. You force yourself to just, you know, make this thing happen. And as I've shared in previous podcasts, you know, some of the best stuff out of Harvard says that you only have a certain amount of willpower. and that if you just rely on pure willpower alone, that's rarely going to get you the outcomes you want. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm just saying it's not the only factor. So what does work along with some willpower is rituals and putting in place different strategies, such as this measurement strategy. So this is one of the things in the weekly podcast that I can personally tell you has worked for me. Now, weight's one that everybody at different times would think about. I mean, depending on your age, it could be a big issue for you, or if you're younger, it may not be an issue for you, who knows? But it's not about just weight. It could be about anything, and you'd be surprised just how many things you could measure. You know, if something's important to you, if you're in sales, how many calls do you make? You can document it. And most people don't want to do that level of work. For most of us, it's just easier to go, oh, well, it's not meant to be and it's not going to happen. But if you're listening to this, you obviously don't want that life. So I'm encouraging you once again, if you want change, then it's going to involve doing these different kind of steps. So what's the crucial goal for you at the moment? What's something at the moment that is really important that ideally you would just love to see happen? Now you think about that right now, and if you've got a journal or you've got a piece of paper, I want you to write down for me right now, what are some aspects of that that you could measure related to it? Write those down now. Think really hard. You go, I can't think of any. Yes, you can. What are some measurements? Even if you don't think you might do them, or they'd be too hard, or it'd be embarrassing, how could you measure progress in this particular goal that matters to you? So, this comes back to the famous quote, and this, would come from management theory in the early 20th century and then kept developing, was the great quote that you can't manage what you don't measure. So, like in business and marketing and all the internet stuff we do, we got to measure everything. We have analytics that run all the stuff on our websites, and we know who's doing what and what pages are great, what pages aren't, and our social media engagement, all these different things that, we have to measure. And in business, sometimes we say that's not the sexy part of the business, right? It's not the standing on stage and it's not the big contracts, but it's the stuff that really matters. So in your life, if you're a student, you can measure how much study you're doing. You can. Because once you start to measure it, you'll actually start to notice things like where you get interrupted. What causes you to do 2 hours one day, which was your goal, and the next day there's only, 40 minutes. And then the next day you're at, 70 minutes. And you keep thinking, well, what are the factors impacting this? You wouldn't think about it. You wouldn't have that level of mindfulness if you hadn't done the work of measurement. So I really want to encourage you this week, and I wanted to give you a couple of quotes that I came across just in researching this on management. There's one here from James Harrington, who's kind of a management consultant in the States. And listen to this one. He says, measurement is the first step that leads to control and eventually to improvement. If you can't measure something, you can't understand it. If you can't understand it, you can't control it. If you can't control it, you can't improve it. And that's a really good quote, isn't it? He's saying it's the first step. If you want improvement somewhere, you've got to be able to measure it. You've got to be able to get a measurement on it. So this is the process. What's the goal? What's the measurement? The measurement will push you to mindfulness. Mindfulness will just constantly bring the outcome closer into your consciousness all the time. So that's your homework for the week. What's the key goal? What area of measurement can you really do? I'm going to press ahead with a few in mine, and I'm going to feed back on those over the next few weeks. I want to hear from you on social media this week. If there's a topic, I love it when people post, topic requests. So hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, reply to this email. Let me know a topic that's really interesting for you and something you'd like more information on, and I'll do a weekly podcast on that just for you. So there it is, friends. The week is underway. It'll be Wednesday when you get this one, so you've got a few days left to put things into place. But I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the weekly podcast. Share it with a friend. Jump into iTunes and post a comment if you'd like to. It's been a pleasure having this time to talk with you. And I want you to go away now and work on some measurement, and I will talk with you next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.